Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily. So today we're going to do a deep dive into some stories that, you know, kind of feel like they're straight out of the headlines, maybe even a little bit of a sky thriller in there.
Definitely.
Yeah. We're talking about a mysterious breach at a major engineering firm, a critical vulnerability in facial recognition tech, and a hacker who was caught targeting some of the biggest organizations in the world.
Sounds like a busy day.
It does sound like a busy day. So let's jump right in. Our first story is, well, it's kind of a head-scratcher. There's this company called IMIPLTLSEEK. It's a British engineering firm, and they operate globally. And they recently disclosed a security breach, but they're being really vague about the details.
Yeah, and that's kind of what makes it so interesting, right? I mean, IMI, they work in critical infrastructure like energy, transportation. So even without knowing the details, a breach at a company like that, that's kind of a big deal. You know, what happened? How bad was it? Was any sensitive data compromised? We don't know yet.
It's like they just dropped this really cryptic announcement and then went totally radio silent.
Yeah.
And what's even more concerning is that this isn't an isolated incident. We've seen other engineering firms recently go through something similar, like Smith's Group. They had a breach, too, and I also kept really quiet about it.
Right, and that makes you wonder, right? Like, is there a reason why they're not being more transparent? Are they trying to downplay how serious these incidents actually are? Are they worried about legal issues? Or could there be something else going on entirely? You know, whatever the reason, this lack of information just makes it really difficult to, you know, figure out the real impact of these breaches.
Yeah.
And to learn from them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially for those of us who rely on these companies and, you know, the critical infrastructure they support, that lack of transparency, it can be really unsettling.
Yeah, definitely. I think it raises some really big questions about the need for greater accountability and, you know, disclosure when it comes to these cybersecurity incidents, especially when you're talking about organizations that play such a vital role in our society.
Right. Okay, so let's shift gears a bit. Let's talk about a story that probably hits a little closer to home for a lot of us. Facial recognition technology. Specifically, we're talking about a critical vulnerability that was recently patched in Microsoft's Azure AI Face service. Now, Azure AI Face, it's a cloud-based service that gives developers access to all this really advanced facial recognition stuff. And it's using a ton of applications, a really wide range. But this vulnerability that was discovered, it could have allowed unauthorized access and control.
And this wasn't just some, you know, small glitch or anything. We're talking about a vulnerability that was given a CVSS score of 9.9 out of 10. Now, that CVSS, that's the Common Vulnerability Scoring System. It's an industry standard way to measure how serious security vulnerabilities are. And a score of 9.9, that means critical risk.
So what exactly was wrong? What was this vulnerability?
So it was an authentication bypass flaw. And it could be exploited remotely. So that means an attacker wouldn't even need physical access to the system to exploit it. Basically, it allowed for spoofing, which is, you know, a technique where an attacker pretends to be somebody else to gain unauthorized access. So in this case, this vulnerability could have let an attacker bypass facial recognition authentication by using just a simple photo or a video.
Wow. So somebody can unlock your phone or, you know, get into important systems just by fooling a camera.
That's the worry, yeah. And it just shows you the potential dangers of relying only on facial recognition for authentication. I mean, this specific vulnerability, it's been patched. But it's a good reminder that even the most advanced tech out there, it can still have weaknesses. And as facial recognition becomes more and more common in our lives, you know, from unlocking our devices to accessing our bank accounts, it's super important to understand the risks and to, you know, take steps to mitigate them.
Definitely. And this kind of leads into another concern that we've been seeing in the headlines a lot lately, deepfakes. Now, for anyone who might not be familiar with deepfakes, they're basically videos that have been manipulated using AI to make it look like someone is saying or doing something that they never actually did. And the tech behind deepfakes is getting more and more sophisticated all the time. It's getting harder to tell the real videos from the fake ones.
Right. And the potential for deepfakes to be used for bad stuff. Especially when it comes to getting around facial recognition systems, that's a real threat. Just imagine someone creates a deepfake video of you to unlock your phone or to access your financial accounts. That's a pretty scary thought, right? And it shows how much we need more robust security measures to deal with these evolving threats.
It really does feel like we're entering this whole new era of cybersecurity threats, where the lines between what's real and what's fake are becoming more and more blurred. But let's move on to our final story for today. And this one has all the classic elements of a hacker takedown. Spanish authorities recently arrested a suspected hacker. This hacker had been targeting a whole bunch of high-profile organizations like the U.S. and Spanish military, NATO, and even some universities.
This case is really fascinating because it shows you how global cybercrime really is. And it shows you just how far law enforcement agencies have to go to track these criminals down. The suspect in this case, he was allegedly using all these anonymization tools and dark web forums to cover his tracks and sell stolen data.
It's amazing how resourceful these hackers can be. They're always finding new ways to exploit weaknesses and to avoid getting caught. And what's even more alarming is just how many different organizations were targeted in this case. It's like this hacker was trying to hit every major institution he could possibly think of.
Yeah, and that just speaks to how indiscriminate cybercrime is, right? Nobody is immune. Governments, businesses, schools, they're all potential targets. And the reasons behind these attacks can vary a lot, you know, from wanting to make money to political espionage to just plain disruption.
Right. And in this specific case, it seems like the suspect might have been motivated by a few different things. Like, he used the alias NATO Hub when he got into the International Civil Aviation Organization, which makes you think there might have been some kind of political or ideological motive there. And then the fact that some of the stolen data was actually posted online, well, that points to wanting to cause some disruption or embarrassment.
It's a complicated mix of motives, and it highlights the challenges that law enforcement faces when trying to fight cybercrime. They don't just have to identify and catch the people responsible, but they also have to try to understand their reasons and the potential impact of what they've done.
Absolutely. And this arrest, while it is a big win, it's really just one small step in a much bigger fight. It takes so much coordination and collaboration between international agencies to bring these criminals to justice.
And even then, it's like this constant cat and mouse game, you know? As soon as one vulnerability is fixed or one hacker is caught, another one pops up. The threat landscape is always changing, and it requires a proactive and adaptive approach to security.
So after looking at all these stories, what are some of the main takeaways that our listeners should remember?
Well, I think the most important thing is just recognizing that cybercrime is a real and present danger. It's not just something that happens in movies or in some far-off country. It can happen to anyone, anywhere, at any time.
Right. And these stories really highlight just how many different threats are out there, from those really complex breaches at huge companies to vulnerabilities in everyday technology like facial recognition.
Yeah, absolutely. And they also show us how important it is to be proactive about our own security. We can't just rely on companies or the government to protect us. We need to take steps to learn about the risks, adopt good security practices, and be really careful about protecting our personal information.
For sure. It's about taking control of our own digital safety and making smart decisions about the technology we use and the information we share.
Exactly. And it's also about understanding that cybersecurity is everyone's responsibility. We all have a part to play in creating a safer digital environment.
Absolutely. So to wrap things up, what's the one thing that you would want our listeners to take away from today's deep dive into cybercrime?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway for me is that we can't afford to be complacent. You know, the threat landscape is constantly changing, and we need to stay informed and adjust our security practices accordingly.
I totally agree. Knowledge is power, right?
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to cybersecurity. The more we know about the threats out there and, you know, how to protect ourselves, the better prepared we'll be to handle this digital world. So what are some things that our listeners can do? Some practical steps to, you know, improve their own cybersecurity?
Okay, well, one of the most important things is good password hygiene. That means using strong, unique passwords for every single online account you have and turning on multi-factor authentication whenever you can. It's also super important to watch out for phishing scams. Don't click on links or open attachments from people you don't know, and be careful about giving out personal information online.
Those are great tips. And it's also important to keep all of our software up to date, right?
Oh, yeah. That's
because those updates usually include security patches that can help protect us from vulnerabilities.
Absolutely. Regularly updating your operating system, your apps, your antivirus software, that's essential for staying safe. And if you're using any kind of facial recognition technology, be aware of the risks and think about using some extra security measures, like a strong PIN or password to keep your accounts protected.
So it sounds like having a multi-layered approach to security is really important. There's no one perfect solution. But if we take these steps, we can really lower our chances of becoming a victim of cybercrime.
Exactly. It's all about being aware, being prepared, and being proactive.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
And on that note, I think it's time for us to wrap up this episode of Cyber Mornings Daily. We hope you found it informative and maybe even a little empowering. Remember, knowledge is your best defense when it comes to cybercrime. So stay vigilant, stay curious, and stay safe out there in the digital world.
Thanks for listening, everybody. I think, yeah, the thing is, we all got to realize cybercrime is a real danger. It's not just something you see on TV, you know, it can happen to anyone, anywhere, anytime.
Absolutely. And these stories really highlight that, right? Like how many different kinds of threats are out there. We've got these huge breaches at massive companies, but then also vulnerabilities in everyday things like facial recognition.
Exactly. And that brings up another really important point. We got to be proactive about our own security. Can't just sit back and expect companies or governments to do it all, you know? We got to learn about the risks ourselves, use good security practices, and really be careful with our personal information.
Yeah, 100%. It's all about taking charge of our own digital safety and making good choices about the technology we use and what we share.
Exactly. And it's about understanding that cybersecurity is a team effort.
Right.
It's a shared responsibility. We all got to play a part in creating a safer digital world.
Absolutely. So to wrap up today's deep dive, what's the one big thing you want our listeners to remember?
You know, at the end of the day, knowledge is power, especially when it comes to cybersecurity. The more we know about the threats and how to protect ourselves, the better we'll be able to handle this crazy digital world.
Well said. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this episode of Cyber Mornings Daily. We hope you found it informative and maybe even a little empowering. Remember, knowledge is your best defense when it comes to cybercrime. So stay vigilant, stay curious, and stay safe out there in the digital world.
And thanks for joining us.